when you look at this Titans defense, what do you see?
You know, they do a good job getting some pressure on the quarterback. They show a lot of different looks, a lot of different blitzes. They have some good players. They're sound in what they're doing, and so it's something we have great preparation. We don't know them real well. It's not a team we face against a whole lot, and they got pretty complex, a lot of different personnel, a lot of different combinations of blitzes and coverages, and they've changed up kind of from week to week some. So we gotta be prepared for everything and expect there to be something new and react to that as well.
Eli, for so many years here, there was a mindset that if you guys were down in the fourth quarter, it was okay because you'd come back and you'd win. And more often than not, you did. That's not happening now. How does that affect the mindset or the confidence level of you guys being able to do it?
No, I mean, we still feel we can, we get the ball with enough time, we're going to be able to go down there and score. It's one of those deals where we've last couple of weeks we have gone down to take the lead in the fourth quarter. We just leaving too much time for the opposing team or getting a field goal instead of getting a touchdown. So still feel we can go score when we need to at times in some crucial moments. We just got to know if we get the opportunity we'll make it happen. We'll get the win.
With the turnovers, they've come in so many key spots. It's almost like. Not as many turnovers. It's when they've happened. Would you agree with that? That's really been the killer.
Yeah, man. I think turnovers in the second half are usually more costly than in the first half, just because less time to overcome it. So I think we just got to be we got to still make plays and we just got to be smart in those situations, especially when you have a lead. Can't afford to turn it over. Can't afford to give the opposing. Team a short field or give them touchdowns.
Eli, you guys put five guys on injured reserve yesterday, which even for this season is a huge amount. How tough has it been to lose so many key guys and see guys constantly getting hurt around here?
Well, it's never what you want to see, but I think from the offensive standpoint, it hasn't been too many guys. Our offensive line. The guys we'll have this week will be the guys who started week one. So we should have everybody healthy there. I don't know what Rashad's status is, but obviously losing Victor Cruz and losing one of your best receivers is always tough. But we're gonna keep going. We still feel like we can move the ball and we can play well enough to win a game.
Eli, how do you remedy turnover situation? Is it more of a concentration thing? Is it just holding on to the ball tighter? Is it luck?
No, yeah, you just gotta be conscious of it and understand when there's pressure, when there things of getting around me. I knew there was, I guess I gotta do a great job holding the ball with two hands and making sure whatever happens I'm gonna protect the ball. Some of them it's hard to you don't have much control. You can get a ball tipped or as you're throwing the ball can. Get knocked out. Some of those that's just football. But there are other ones where it's just making that conscious effort to have great ball security and that's the most important thing.
Eli, in the second half of last week, did you find yourself at all shifting your eyes, not downfield to see what's going on in front of you?
No, I don't think so. I think felt we trusted the guys up front. They were going to do the a good job and we were going to find completions and stayed strong in the pocket and found the receivers that needed to, that were open and did fine in the pocket.
You said sometimes that you don't always notice who's in and who's out. Is that like every play who's in and who's out when they're changing or?
Yeah, well, it kind of depends how it happens. When Schwartz is on the ground, I understand he's going to be out of the game. You're going to have a new right tackle. Sometimes I don't know. After a possession, you have a new guy out there. I knew Brewer was out and Dallas was going to come in and John Jerry was going to play tackle. So, but, it doesn't affect, my play. I trust those guys. They're going to do a good job. They're going to know what they're doing. And even when that happened, we had a scoring drive with those guys in there.
Eli, how nice would it be after this long losing streak to just get a win and try to finish strong?
Yeah, that's what we got to do. We got to try to figure out a way to get a win, and that's what the mindset is. And You know, we got to have great preparation, but we also got to, you know, prepare ourselves for this win. Get mentally prepared that we're going to do everything and we're going to be successful this weekend.